Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
In Isle of Wight news this week, as Mountbatten reopens its shops across the Isle of Wight, the charity is putting out a call for volunteers who have time to spare over the summer. Government restrictions and advice due to the coronavirus pandemic means some of Mountbatten's regular volunteers have been unable to return to their roles, leaving some of the charity's shops without their usual support. Kath Bright, retail operations manager for Mountbatten, said, "Our volunteers are vital to the smooth running of our shops, and we are really in need of some extra help over the coming months, particularly to operate the tills and welcome back our customers. Perhaps you've been furloughed and are looking for a worthwhile role before returning to work, or maybe you have finished your A levels and have some spare time before going to university. Whatever your situation, if you're over 16 and enjoy meeting people, we would love to hear from you," Kath added. Contact Mountbatten Volunteering Lead on 01983 217 368. Meanwhile, Travel Lodge in Newport on the Isle of Wight is among the chain's first to reopen in the country. Travel Lodge has kick-started its official hotel reopening programme by opening 68 of its hotels across the country, which includes the Travel Lodge on Lugley Street, Newport. The hotel chain, which operates 573 hotels across the UK, will then start to reopen 100 hotels per week. During the lockdown, Travel Lodge kept 62 hotels open across the UK. And finally, cycling legend Sir Bradley Wiggins and world-famous chef Raymond Blanc are just two names involved in a new Isle of Wight-based event, it has been revealed. The Blanc 01, to be held between 25th to 27th of September 2020, will offer visitors a weekend of eating, drinking and riding like no other, with the two legends leading the way to offer an expertly curated three-day adventure. Stunning rides around the island's countryside have been put together by Tour de France winning sporting director Sean Yates, with culinary guidance from Ashley Palmer-Watts. The event will begin on Friday night with a five-course meal promoting local produce, followed by a nutritious breakfast for next morning. Saturday will see a joyride across the Isle of Wight led by Sir Bradley with a choice of four distances ranging from 75 kilometres to 160 kilometres, which will be followed by an afternoon of massages, yoga and other spa treatments. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history.
On the 5th of July 1994, famous e-commerce site Amazon was founded. The site was founded by Jeff Bezos, who frequently competes with Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, for the title of richest person in the world. Amazon has been a big contributor to the rise of e-commerce, and is currently the largest retailer on the internet. The 6th of July 1957 was when John Lennon and Paul McCartney, two members of famous band The Beatles, met for the very first time. The pair met at a village fete in St Peter's Church in Liverpool. John was performing at the event with his band, The Quarrymen, while Paul was at the event because he knew a member of John's band.
Eventually, Paul joined John's group, and the rest is history. On the 9th of July 1877, the very first Wimbledon tennis competition and the world's first official lawn tennis tournament took place. The tournament contained only one category, men's singles, and the accumulated funds were to go towards fixing a broken roller, which was needed to maintain the lawn. Only 21 amateurs took part in that first event, which now contains over 500 players and 1,000 times as many visitors. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is acnestis, A-C-N-E-S-T-I-S. It means the part of the back between the shoulder blades and the loins, where an animal cannot scratch. It originated from the mid-18th century, and it was first used by physician Robert James, who also invented James's fever powder. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I have some motivational quotes. The unexpected kindness is a powerful thing. Just a few kind words, you can change someone's entire day. The people we care about most are often the ones we forget to be kind to. We know they'll love us anyway and forgive us for any grumpiness. But one simple sentence can change everything. You have the power with every comment you make every day to help lift those around you and yourself in the process. Don't underestimate the effect of a few kind words. Tell your boss he or she inspires you. Tell your child you appreciate how hard they try. Tell your teacher that they make coming to school fun. Tell your parents how much their support means to you. Tell your brother or sister you feel lucky to have them. Tell your partner that they are the love of your life. It costs nothing to be kind. It helps you and can help others too. There'll be more motivational quotes next week.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Isle of Wight Council is announcing changes to its free parking offer for key workers. The council will continue to provide free parking to all NHS staff, health and social care workers, and NHS volunteer responders assisting with the coronavirus crisis. This mirrors the government's guidance. However, from Monday 13th of July, it is no longer possible to provide free parking to other key workers who previously benefited from the concession. Councillor Ian Ward, Cabinet Member for Transport and Infrastructure, said the council has been providing free parking for NHS and all other key workers over the last few months to help with the response to the pandemic. This was extended last month and continued to support a wider definition of key workers, for they are providing essential services to islanders. However, as lockdown measures are relaxed, it is no longer possible to continue providing free parking for all. I must thank and pay tribute to all our key workers who have made a significant difference during lockdown, playing a vital role in the protection of our community and helping to contain the spread of the virus. Meanwhile, a review of the proposed housing on Seacoast Park, which could affect the Isle of Wight Festival, has been turned down by Isle of Wight councillors. Plans to regenerate and transform Newport Harbour have come under fire recently due to the inclusion of housing on the entrance to Seacoast Park and the currently still standing Fairlie service station. Ward representative for Newport North, Councillor Matthew Price, has been calling for a change to the plans, removing more than 40 houses on the parkland, and wrote to the Policy and Scrutiny Committee for Neighbourhoods and Regeneration, asking for its support. Councillor Price said although he did not have any issues with the rest of the master plan for Newport Harbour, he objected to the houses as he wished to preserve the most important and widely used parkland on the island, and asked for an open-minded review into whether the development was suitable. And finally, the Royal London Yacht Club, organisers of Cowes Classics Week, has announced a new date for 2021, with the regatta now being held 3rd to 9th of July 2021, with racing from 5th of July. The original intention was to hold the regatta at the end of July, but after reviewing the sailing calendar and seeing a slot available, the team at the Royal London felt that the tides were more favourable for the earlier dates, which will have the lowest tidal range of the year. Owners could potentially take part in the Wanderer Cup or the Round the Island race on 3rd of July and then stay on for a week of competitive racing in the Solent at Cowes Classics Week. The regatta usually attracts in excess of 140 entries, and it is anticipated that even more will enter in 2021. With a full and varied racing programme and a busy social scene, including Cowes Classics Day on Thursday 8th of July, it is hoped that many owners and their crew who have not managed to get out on the water this year will be keen to be part of the UK's largest classic yacht regatta in 2021. Regatta chairman David Grower commented, "We believe that bringing Cowes Classics Week forward to the week immediately following the Round the Island race will have benefits to both events." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.